Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Dr. Jean Marie Ferris, and I am thrilled to have Ruth Littler with us today. Ruth is an accredited counselor, elite mentorship, and HeartMath certified trainer, health coach, and registered nurse. In 2021, she founded 360 Wellbeing, a coaching consulting service focused on resilience, stress transformation, and reclaiming health. Ruth's mission is to empower people to transform from the inside out, live freely, fully, and feel fantastic. She is the author of the number one international best-selling book, Live from the Inside Out and Reclaim Your Health. Ruth, welcome, and thank you so much for being with us today.
You're very welcome. I thank you. I feel very honored.
Ruth, can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to your passion and purpose?
I'd just like to say a little bit about myself personally, and that I actually was born in South India, and I came to Australia with my parents just before I entered high school. And so I just followed things when I came to this country. And one of the things was I actually won a scholarship in high school for nursing school to have all my books paid and my fees paid. So I just went and became a registered nurse. And I always thought that was what my passion and purpose was. Till about 15 years ago, I was a guest trainer in a university. And as I was standing in front of all the undergraduates and speaking, I had an image of myself as a three-year-old. And it was very vivid, that image of me beside a blackboard teaching my dolls. And it occurred to me in that moment that since the age of three, I've been following my calling as a teacher. And when I became a registered nurse, I naturally traveled into clinical teaching, facilitating workshops as a counselor and as a coach. But also I look back now and think over 20 years ago I used to be a school nurse, and I used to love teaching children about health. So I'm actually convinced that I was given teaching gifts, and it's my calling that directed how I showed up and followed my passion and purpose. Now, even as an author, I'm actually showing people how I reclaimed health, and also teaching by the things that I learned about some science as well as even based on scriptures as to exactly how I reclaim my health. And, you know, I feel so happy knowing I didn't have to go looking for my passion and purpose. It's always been in me to enjoy and also to share with others.
Ruth, that's so interesting for you to have had that vision and to follow your path. And your professional career and expertise in many healing techniques and modalities truly speak to your passion. And you reclaim your health, which is a testimony to your personal transformative healing journey. That's incredible and so intriguing. Ruth, when did you start writing?
You know, around the age of 10, I was writing plays for the neighborhood children that I played with. Because we didn't have a television, but we actually used to set up little plays so that all the siblings and parents could come and watch. And actually, they used to give a little bit of money as well. So that's something that I loved doing. And then, of course, in high school, I wrote short stories, but they were for assignments. And for a long period of my life, I didn't actually write. But when I became a mom, I started seeing life differently. And so I started writing in church newsletters. And again, I had a long period till last year. I started writing my book. And I realized it's always been in there. I always liked writing.
So writing is truly a gift for you.
Yeah, well, I didn't know it was a gift until I submitted my manuscript. I thought it was just talking, speaking. I like coordinating things. I thought they were all my gifts, but I now see writing was a gift as well.
Yes, your foundation was being laid, and it shows that writing has been a gift, and it's really been your passion, using it in plays and newsletters. That's so encouraging. Ruth, tell us, what inspires you to create and write?
When I see people struggling, either in health or when they hate their jobs or in relationships, when there's another good way to have freedom, I feel that that's my time when I start thinking. It inspires me to write, to sort of help people. But I think the catalyst is that when I see the quality of healthcare is when it gets poor, that really fires up something inside me to have good quality care. And when I say that, it's just like people being treated for symptoms rather than their whole health, or being treated in bits and pieces. I want to show people there's another way, because I've been through it, but also from my own learning. I know from experience that there are other ways, other modes of healing. So that's what really inspires me. I love this area of health, and I also feel more inspired in nature because I see connections all the time to what's going on in daily life, to other people. I see connections to myself. I see connections with God. I just feel they're the things that actually turn me up to write. And I have to say one thing that really helped me with getting started with my book is that I actually experienced a lot of restrictions because of some people's dogma, you know, that they don't mix spirituality with science or scriptures with science. And I found that both helped so much. In fact, all it did was confirm how wonderfully we were created and how our bodies work. And I just feel when freedom is taken away or people feel restricted, that really gets me excited to write. That inspires me. I don't like freedom being taken away.
Yes, that is so important. And your career in nursing, I can imagine you really saw a lot. And as you indicated, treating the whole person is so important. And I love what you said about your inspiration with nature, because we're all connected, right? We're all connected, and nature has so much to teach us, and it can provide that inspiration that we need.
That's right.
And Ruth used biblical wisdom, spirituality, and research that you apply to healing. And you really reveal what is possible when facing health challenges. That is just really incredible.
I think I'm in awe about that.
Yes. What inspired you to really explore those different avenues? Because you really made it work for yourself and your own journey, and, of course, now sharing it in your book to help others.
I've been chronically ill for over 10 years, and I just followed, being a nurse, you know, the evidence-based work that we do. I just kept following the same things about going to the doctor when they say, if it doesn't work, come back, or if you don't feel well, come back. And so I felt that was a revolving door, and I kept doing that, spending lots and lots of money. But I also went to places for, like, healing services and things. And I saw great miracles with other people, like even deaf people hearing and things like that. But I didn't get better, and I felt like something was missing. And I was being encouraged to just say, well, that's up to God to do it, rather than something there that's inside our bodies that we were made to self-heal and restore. In fact, I look at the functioning of the body and I think, wow, everything works in unison, and how can we keep it going? And I think that's what actually made me look at epigenetics, how things change down the generations. And I was looking at nutrition, but also the new biology, which is not just a medical model. There's so many different things, so many modes of healing. So in the beginning, it's out of desperation. I thought, I have to do this. I have to do this. I felt so powerless. And afterwards, I started realizing, you know, we actually have a guideline from the scriptures. I come from the background of scriptures as well, of how to keep the genes expressed. The lights on, things like our positive way of thinking and putting away things like bitterness and resentment and things like that. And I thought, well, we do have a guideline. And it really, all the science actually only supports it.
Yes.
So that's why I started doing both things in my book.
That's fantastic. And Ruth, even though you have a gift for writing, and in your early life through writing newsletters and plays, did you ever have any challenges in your writing? And if so, how did you overcome them to help listeners who might be struggling with how to overcome challenges in writing? Perhaps there's something you can share.
I never knew challenges as a child. I don't know. I just never thought about it. But writing my book, actually, I would say three challenges. One, I guess a lot of writers have, is how do you juggle your daily work, your daily challenges with prioritizing writing. What I did with that was I put it in my calendar every day that I would do half an hour, and never actually achieved it. But the point is, having it in my calendar kept me thinking all the time about the book in that half an hour, because I could be cooking or I could be driving or actually working, and but it would still be there, that feeling of, oh, yes, I'm writing. Oh, isn't that good? You know, so that was there. That's the way I did that. Or sometimes I would just write a bullet point down in that half an hour. That's all I did. And the next time I came, I had something to start with. And that's how I managed that challenge. But I would like to tell you about a challenge that I had that actually caused me to rewrite at least five chapters. And I kept rewriting for about 2 months. And the reason for that was I had a previous job as a project officer for writing guidelines for health professionals. And, you know, it's so formal. It's full of technical words and jargon. And it comes from, I'm an expert and I follow it. In a way, I took that approach unconsciously in my book. And then after about 4 to 5 chapters, I went and reread everything. And I realized I missed the point. I didn't have the reader center stage. And I think that's what I had to do. When I went back, I didn't have that conversational approach. So I rewrote and rewrote and rewrote just to get it conversational. And that's just moving gears from being talking to health professionals all the time and writing for them and writing to people to say, look, this is what I've been through. This is a humanity. This is an issue that all of us face. And that was a huge challenge, but I overcame it by actually just remembering to be conversational and to have the readers in my mind all the time. May I just say one thing that I think, just in case there's somebody listening that might have similar things happen, is that I wrote a chapter called Leave the Past Behind, and I didn't realize I would go through a roller coaster of emotions as I was writing it. And I'd been letting go of a lot of things over my life that burdened me, but I felt that this time it really slowed my writing down, because I did cry a lot during that time. But it wasn't really bad or sad or anything. I think it was actually just healing and allowing me to commit to myself with my new story. It was like a formal way of committing to a new story. Looking back, that's how I see it's okay to have a good cry as you write. I saw that less as a challenge because it really slowed me down. But now I don't see it as a challenge.
That's beautiful. I love your points. Have a bit of structure, as you indicated. You gave yourself time to jot down things or write bullets or maybe set up time, but even if you deviated from that, it was still in your mind. And having readers center stage, I think that's very important. And you're showing us how writing can be cathartic, because it may stop people from writing if those emotional triggers.
That's right. It's a very healing atmosphere afterwards.
Well, thank you so much for sharing those. Can you share perhaps one or two of your favorite tips?
When I mentioned I rewrote chapters, which took a lot of time, that's like 2 to 3 months of writing that I rewrote, it became easier when I had the person in front of me and people in front of me, because I know not just clients, but friends who've had really poor health. And I had their faces all the time. And so before I started writing, I did say a prayer, I'd meditate, sometimes only 10 minutes. And I look at the people and just have a look at what is it that I want. And so I started looking, visualizing the outcome. And the outcome to me was the readers, either while they're reading or even after they read, they actually go, yes, Ruth gets me. Ruth understands what I'm going through. And actually, to get to a point where they actually feel so joyful and hopeful that things are going to change, and that they actually feel like oh, you know what, I'm going to follow this invitation or technique because I just feel that this hope and joy again. And so every time I started to write, I went through the feelings of what my readers and the people in front of me would experience. And that's when it all flowed, because after 3 months of doing it my way, and I did write it for the reader, but actually to have their faces in front of me and visualize it and visualize them in joy and going, yes, yes, I can do this. And that's what really helped. And that would be my tip. Writing is a sacred time. So praying, meditating and visualizing, imagining what it's like for the reader who's achieved good health actually comes out in the writing. As I read it, I actually felt those feelings of, yes, you know, if she could do it, I can get my health back as well. So that's my tip.
Your proof, that's so important. And I love what you're saying about connecting with the reader and visualizing the outcome and even the preparation for yourself, getting yourself ready through meditation. So I love those tips. They're really wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, Ruth, when you wrote this book, what did you hope readers would take away?
I actually started with the belief that the readers will have the knowledge and have the tools to advocate for their own health. A lot of time and money is spent running around from one specialty to another, and that doesn't mean that there's no place for normal medical care. It doesn't replace it, but I just wanted them to advocate for themselves or maybe for other people that we are more than just a physical body. We need to be looking at our mental and our emotional and our spiritual parts of us. I just felt my book would be there to empower the reader and even to ask good questions, to sort of say to the health professional, you're saying you're talking about holistic care, but what about this or what about that? So it's not adversarial, it's more in collaboration. So that's what I want to do, is help people collaborate with their health professionals. And I think I wanted really readers to be convinced that they could actually create a new health, because when they know their bodies, they know how it functions, they know how to keep it going and how to keep the lights on, the genes to express themselves for optimal health. And the other thing too is I wanted people to know that they can actually dislodge emotions that are caught in them organs, which slow the organs from functioning really well, that they can do that. They can actually dislodge those emotions when they understand what depleting emotions do to their body, but also how to start increasing and replenishing emotions, getting your hormones right, all through with getting the emotions right, and that they can repair their DNA and they can create biological changes in the body. And I show evidence, research of how it's done and how people actually achieve it. So that's what I wanted, is just to empower people to actually see they could create a new state of health.
That's spectacular, because many people are suffering and they don't know where to start. And your book is a valuable educational resource with result-oriented techniques on health and healing that's so inspirational to readers. And you show how it is have a better life, reclaim your health, and be vibrant. That's just incredible.
Thank you.
Ruth, what impact would you like to see your book have in the world?
Both as a nurse, a health coach, and also just somebody, like just another person on earth that we're connected to each other, I want to actually bring more awareness of chronic health. People only see health conditions, like whether it's cancer or diabetes, but it's a chronic illness that actually depletes our quality of life. And so I know we're in the midst of a global epidemic, and that's in Western and Eastern countries as well. You know, you have diabetes and cancer and even dementia and all sorts of diseases of the heart, lung, kidneys. And I think that everybody looks at their condition as separate. When you realize chronic illness, it doesn't matter what health condition you have, it actually robs us of quality of life. So that was an awareness that I want to actually have for other people, not just my reader, so that even health professionals can take this out to the world, especially if they read the book as well, and see it as a preventative health measure. But my hope is that people will become aware that their bodies can actually self-heal and restore by their thinking and their emotions. They can actually turn their genes off. And by that, I mean just suppressing the lights in their genes, have them working, and how they can actually turn it back on. I see that maybe the medical model, which is very useful, very helpful, but it's only one mode of healing. And I think the impact I'd like to share with the world is that for them to actually stop and reflect on what's going on inside. Because whatever's going on outside, the fears, the chaos, et cetera, is a reflection of also what's going on inside. And I'm a strong believer is when we look at our inside, when we change our inside, the outside changes. So that's what the impact I want to actually have. Other people are doing that. So I'm actually adding to that voice, really, is that we need to start being at peace inside. And DNA actually unfolds in love. And even the telomeres on our genes, they actually grow when there's self-love and feeling loved and treasured. So really the whole thing about the impact is just becoming more loving. And the healing occurs in that love and expressing love and learn through our magnetic heart, magnetic field, that we can actually impact other people through prayer, through actually meditating and radiating that love from us. I mean, it's measured at 3 meters away, but really we can feel love from many, many miles away.
Well, you reveal what is possible when facing health challenges, and I'm sure your book will make a global impact, and your contribution to the well-being of humanity is certainly appreciated. And that's why we need people like you who use their knowledge and expertise to make a difference in the world. And we thank you for your contribution.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to have spoken to you, and thank you for listening to me.
Well, Ruth, how can listeners connect with you?
Well, I am on LinkedIn, but I also have a website, ruthlittler.com.au.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you have motivated and empowered listeners, and your wisdom is certainly appreciated. So we thank you for being here. We know that your book will certainly make an impact in the world, and we really appreciate the generosity of your time and sharing your wisdom. And thank you to all of our listeners for joining us today. And until next time, have a wonderful week.